The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I'm told our computers have frozen. In fact, the computers just called the Seattle Times and said they're stepping down. That after 2.5 years, they're exhausted.
They've had it.
The computers are back. That's cool. I like how computers get to do whatever they want. Do you notice that?
They're like cats.
You think?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
They're exactly like cats. There's nothing you can do about it. Cat's on the counter. Push it off. It'll go back up.
No. Try to feed the cat because you think the cat's hungry.
Yeah. Computers are jerks and so are cats.
Yeah. All right. This is Europe, the final countdown, suggested by listeners on Facebook. Pedro is playing the schmaltziest goodbye songs he can find. And I love it. Last night we were at Bonnie Lake. Tunes on taps in a big park with lots of people. I meant to record them on my phone, but I forgot. I took some nice pictures we'll post. The folks were wonderful and gave me the C to, the C to the kitty. They gave me the C to the kitty.
Did you sleep last night there, buddy?
You're a lucky man.
By the way, as much as I love the whole Bonnie Lake thing, we played, we kept playing. And then when I got home, my wife said, "Oh, so how was your day?" And I'm like, "Please let me go to sleep." And by the end of the night, I was, well, maybe 4 hours.
That's not, you can't do that forever.
But I have the seat of the kitty.
There you go. Let's see it.
He's got the kitty seat.
Let me hold it in front of the
City of Bonnie Lake, Bob Rivers, and big, huge key.
Now, I've never gotten a key to a city before, although someone told me in North Bend they were going to do it. And I was like, I had said, oh, I'd love to have the key to a city. And then I felt bad because I didn't want to, like, hint that I wanted the key to the city and then get the key to the city. I wanted someone to think of it all on their own.
It's like bringing you flowers. If you have to tell someone, please bring you flowers today, then the point is moot.
The flowers don't mean anything at that point.
That would have been a moot key.
Get these flowers away.
Mm-hmm.
But this key was kind of cool. Because it was promised to Jody.
Yeah.
And they gave it to me instead.
That. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, anybody remember that?
Whoops.
I do.
Yeah.
That they
woman
drew
said
me out.
If you came and sang, they would give you the key to the city.
Yeah, they drew me out on a Wednesday.
They didn't say that I'd hold it first.
Yeah. No, you keep your
you keep
says
your
Bob
kitty.
Rivers in big letters on it.
Anyway, that's the first time anyone's ever given me the key to their city, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
And what a city, man. I could live down there. I'll tell you, that is nice.
They got that mountain view.
Oh, the beautiful view.
What a Mount Rainier view.
Right on top.
It's as if someone made the mountain much closer to them than everybody else.
As long as that thing doesn't erupt, you're good down there. Now, if it erupts, I'm sorry.
Then you just jump in the lake.
Yeah. In the tiger muskies,
which is a boiling cauldron at that point. I don't know if you guys have seen any eruption movies.
It's a spa.
Okay. It's a beautiful lake, too. Oh.
Thank you to everybody at Bonnie Lake. We had a great time, a good crowd. And Spike and the Impalers will again be playing in several free venues, in several fair-type venues, and then our two big shows, listener appreciation parties the rest of the year, are going to be at the Point Casino. And at Snoqualmie Casino, The Point. I don't have the dates in front of me, but Eric does.
Yep, September 12th and 13th, Friday, Saturday night.
And then at Snoqualmie Casino, December...
December 11th and 12th. Tickets for that go on sale next week.
Ooh. Okay. And, it'll mean a lot to us if you guys stay by. Someone was asking me last night, what's going to happen to Spike? Well, Spike and the Impalers, specifically. I believe that goes with Spike wherever he goes, and I will follow him. I will be... if you'll have me, I'll stay with the Impalers, and I believe wherever radio station you are, and maybe it'll be this one, you never know.
You never know.
That you will have a lot of fun with that for many years to come.
I can't see not getting in front of people and doing that for as long as they'll let me do it. What a great night, man. Yeah. Thanks.
Joe may be retiring the cowbell. I'm not sure. How's your cowbell doing?
Apparently, based on last night, not that good. And I apologize to the good people of Bonnie
Lake.
Were you
high or something?
No.
I watched him play the cowbell, and it's like it was as if, no offense, but since you said it, you didn't really practice a lot.
Well, I did say I was a little off. Something was a little off kilter last night with my cowbell. Yeah. Now, I got to say, my voice box was impeccable. If anybody saw me do Rocky Mountain Way, I felt like I put in one of my better performances
ever.
You did,
actually. It was fantastic.
And I got a rave.
And as far as a male model on a runway goes, you also put in one of your better performances. Yeah. People were blown away by your physicality.
This being thin has affected some of my things.
Motor skills.
Yeah, yeah. I'm serious about that. And my cowbelling may be one of them. Because
Well, your body is used to cowbelling with a much heavier arm.
Yeah.
It changes the whole
going
thing.
Going around the belly to get to the cowbell. Yeah, now it's a more direct route.
I work out with a friend twice a week, and all of a sudden the weight I can lift is harder. It's hard to really put up the same amount of weight I used to, and I don't like go like crazy on the bench press.
Take your time,
but it's it's
life's a journey,
right?
Not a destination.
But
today is the first way of the rest of your life.
But I'm very thrilled to be like I said, I think I'm 95.7 pounds.
Live in the moment.
Less than I was a year ago when I was out in Bonnie Lake. So I'm pushing to 100.
Comparison is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
Look, all give the guy words. A key to the city, and all of a sudden he's freaking Buddha.
The pontificator.
All right. So, 6:14. Good morning. What do we have on the show today?
Lots of old friends.
Casey will be with us. She's going to be here at 7:20, simulcasting on Q13 Fox in person. Alan White of Yes is on the road on tour, and he will be with us by phone. Interestingly, I spoke with Gigi yesterday, and this is the summer season, and Alan is busy, busy, busy. I mean, Yes is stronger than ever. They're having a huge resurgence. They love their lead vocalist right now, this John
Davison.
Davison, he's incredible. And, all of their vocalists have been great, but this is a really special cat, and so Gigi's kind of like waiting for Alan to get home, if you know what I mean.
Yuck.
Yeah, to like do all kinds of projects.
Do some real drumming.
Yeah.
Yuck. Okay, I had it right, yeah.
And so am I. Yes is coming to Tulalip Resort Casino in the amphitheater in several weeks.
Yeah. August 21st, I believe.
And I said I can't wait to go because I won't have to get up early.
Your I Don't Have to Get Up in the Morning tour is beginning soon?
I Don't Have to Get Up in the Morning tour.
Nice.
You'll see me out and about.
Right on, man.
It'll be all I can do not to, fall off the wagon. But I think I'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
So the other day, Lisa said to me, you got your knee thing. You should call Ed Troyer. Because I heard him on TV or on the radio talking about he had the same exact thing, a torn meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Lisa's like that, and God bless. She's like, you should call so-and-so. I heard them talking about this. It's like everybody wants to hear from everybody. And I was like, I'm not going to bug Ed Troyer about his knee surgery. But I can't say it that way. I say, that's a good idea.
Great idea. Pass the grapes, please.
But I thought, I'm not going to just call Ed Troyer out of
very
the blue.
Very smart.
And bug him about his knees. And so, and then I just totally spaced it out.
Uh-huh.
And so we're playing last night at Bonnie Lake, and Ed Troyer walks up with this bandage on his knee, and he goes, let me talk to you about my knee surgery.
Did Lisa send you?
But she didn't, and this could be exciting because he said it's really actually this arthroscopic surgery. Supposedly is, and it's been like 8 days, and he's walking around, he's chasing bad guys.
That's what I had, and it is so refined now compared to when I had it.
Mm.
It is years beyond, and even when I had it, you were awake, you watched them put this thing into your knee in four different spots, and you could watch it on a computer as it chased around. It was like a little vacuum in there chasing around these little cartilage bunnies.
Floaters, yeah.
Cartilage mice.
Yeah.
And just scooping them up, and then, you're good to go.
Then you're good to go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited about roto-rootering my knee because I want to do some hiking, but I think the rehab will take a while. I meet with a surgeon on Monday. He has to decide if I'm too old.
That'll be a comfortable decision for him to make.
To clean it up?
Yeah, because I'm sort of I could go either way.
You're on the cusp of replacement.
And this is the thing. You find out as you get older about healthcare, there really are death panels. Well, they weren't kidding about those death panels.
Yeah, and at some point,
Joe will tell you.
They got to decide what's the cost. Does the cost outweigh?
I'm sorry, I'm not putting a bumper on that old car.
Right.
Yeah.
As far as knees go, though, you know, you could just get a new one. They make the
I'm not going that route. That is the most painful thing there is in the world. My dad did that, and he was like 70, and
wonderful
down the road.
Wonderful endorsement opportunity, though.
No.
You can talk about your
Quick,
new knee.
Clear Channel. Get a knee
Bob
surgeon.
Bob Rivers here for Hinge Masters. You know, my new knee from Hinge Masters.
I won't name names, but there's a guy
I'll let Dory Monson do that
There's a guy who's changed out just about every part, and it's not Dory, and I'm glad he's doing better because of it.
So 18 past 6. You know who I haven't spoken to yet?
Who?
Mitch Levy.
Well, you guys have conflicting schedules.
We do. Yeah, we're both on in the morning, and I haven't passed him in the hallway. I expect him to sneer at me at least.
We actually spoke in the hallway yesterday.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Did he say, I wish I had the key
to Bonnie Lake?
No.
Shorty mad.
No, he's actually, he wants to talk to you. He was kind of blindsided, as a lot of people were, and he asked me if we were all, was that out of the blue? And I told him, of course not, that this wasn't an easy decision for you, and you had been contemplating this for a while, and, you let management know, and you let the staff know, and then you let the city and fans know, and you're doing things probably the best way you possibly could.
But
he looked like, wow, this is really an end of a great run.
Well, that's nice. A lot of our listeners say that they listen to sports radio as well. So I'm gonna tell you, he's a good guy.
Even though
we tease each other.
He is a good guy, and I'd like to talk to Mitch about what he's doing next week, something pretty unique. He's playing golf with Steve Ballmer. I mean, you're playing golf with one of the richest men in the world. Him and Rick Neuheisel, and I think, is it Fred Couples?
Fred Couples.
Man. I mean, that's a
foursome.
A power foursome if there ever was one.
Yeah.
Owner.
Really?
Yeah, owner, coach, player, host. It's going to be phenomenal.
Now,
are they just friends?
Yeah, he's friends with Steve.
Is it part of a promotion?
They're all friends, and Mitch put it together. It is a promotion, but...
What's Mitch doing if he's friends with Steve Ballmer? Why doesn't he just go down there and work for the new Clippers?
Well, because he's got
a... his announcement.
He's got a job, at least as of now. I don't know.
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere.
But yeah, he's pretty good friends with Steve, I
think. He's one of the greatest talk hosts in this city. He's been on the longest, too, right?
He's been on, I think, 19 years or so in his role there at KJR.
Mitch Levy. All right. Well, hopefully we'll talk to him. I'm also being told I'm going to get to go on the show with... Bender, and he and I have, kind of gotten to be friends over the years because we worked in two buildings together, and he's a consummate pro.
One of those guys born to be on the radio. He's like a, second or third generation guy. His dad was a radio guy.
So I'm meeting and talking to so many people who really don't give a crap about me.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Well, they must give a crap.
Go on.
They must.
Why is that
Where
surprise,
do you get this?
Everyone?
What do you mean?
They care. Come on.
Sure.
They do care about you.
Look over here.
Come on.
You and me come sit on this side.
Yeah. I mean, no, they care at the moment. In the moment. Someone's like, Luciana said, you're trending today in...
on Twitter?
Twitter.
Yeah.
And it all reminds me of Daffy Duck, because when I was a kid and I saw that Daffy Duck cartoon where he blows himself up and he's floating off to heaven on a harp. And you go, wow, you're amazing. Do you remember that Daffy Duck clip? I doubt it's on YouTube. Daffy Duck dies, anyway, in this famous cartoon. And everyone's telling him, you're trending on Twitter. You're fantastic. You're huge. And he goes, well, do it again. And he goes, you can only do this trick once.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you're, in a number of rock bands, there's a lot of comebacks to be had.
You could be like Cher, Bob.
Yeah,
you can. Oh, yeah, somebody asked me, is this just like a big stunt? Well, if it is, tune in Friday at 10 o'clock on August 8th.
Speaking of hearing from people that don't care about you, did you get an email from our old boss, our boss before Keith? It's funny, I did yesterday.
You mean John Pete?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
When I think old boss, I think like 50 bosses back.
We've had
him.
So many. Yeah. That's why I had to qualify.
John's a great guy.
He is a good guy. I thought it was
nice.
He
cares about me a lot.
I thought it well, and he cares about me and Luciana and everybody because he sent us apparently all an email.
It's really sweet.
It was nice of him and thoughtful of him. And he said a nice little thing, you know, to me. I'm sure.
I go visit him.
Oh, you've seen him down there?
No, I said I would go visit him.
Oh, in San Diego? Yeah. You bet.
As soon as he invites me. Okay, so 6:23, lots of news, lots of things going on. We're also going to have Charles R. Cross in the studio, one of my favorite guests of the entire 25-year period, and one of the most knowledgeable people about rock and roll.
And a guy who became a fan of our show, and it's an honor for people like that, because Charles he's a critic by job description. Yeah. I mean, that's what he does, and he enjoys your show. I mean, he enjoys listening to us.
Critics are the hardest to win over, but they're also, the thing I like about a critic, they're genuine. They're also constantly self-examining to determine from whence their point of view comes. If Charles Cross says something, you better believe he believes it, even if you disagree with him. And he still writes great columns. And he doesn't just post willy-nilly on Facebook. He usually has something to say.
It's meaningful stuff, yeah.
Even if it's just a great, you know, I think he did like a fishing or camping trip with his boy, and he posted how cool that was. Good guy. All right, he'll be here at 8:40. In the news... Well, let's see. Hear about this 38-year-old woman from Dundee, Oregon, who disappeared last week?
Yeah.
They're coming out with more details about her. And it's a mystery. She withdrew a small amount of money from an ATM. She fueled her SUV. She bought a Gatorade, some trail mix, and a non-lethal amount of sleeping pills. It's amazing how electronically we're all leaving a trail of breadcrumbs.
Trying to look for any hint as to where she might be.
Mm. Think about your typical day and all of the electronic breadcrumbs you leave. You could almost write a story about every individual person based upon their electronic history. It's good news, of course, that it was a non-lethal amount of sleeping pills. But, wow, it's a missing person case. There's no evidence of criminal activity, no evidence of danger to the public. 38-year-old Jennifer Houston, formerly from the Tacoma area, missing. Now, her husband took a polygraph test, which, by the way, that would be weird. Only because I know it's natural. You have to eliminate the closest relatives as a suspect.
It's always the first place they start.
Statistically, yep. I mean, when my car was stolen by that lady of the morning, I will call her. You know that story, right?
Yeah.
She was, hanging out by the Starbucks out there at Denny Way when she grabbed my keys off the counter and stole my car. When my car was stolen, I called to report my car stolen. The first question was not, well, can you give me a description of the person who took your car? It was, how are you and your wife doing?
Yes.
where are your sons?
Are you guys under divorce proceedings for anything?
That's just mean.
I mean, it was the first question out of the officer. I'm like, we're pretty, I mean,
hopefully,
you know.
Hopefully the second question was it a hugger?
We squabble now and then. So, yes. But her husband passed the polygraph test. She left to run errands. Her husband reported her missing at 5 a.m. Friday, which I think is about... By that time, you've gone crazy. She isn't coming home. She isn't coming home. She isn't coming home.
Yeah.
Where could she be? You start calling her sister. You start calling everybody. And by the next morning, you're like, something's wrong. There's no cell phone or credit card activity.
And not a particularly unusual purchase there. I mean, if you're going to a gas station, you're going to fill up with gas. A lot of people go buy a Gatorade, buy a snack. The sleeping pills, a little unusual, but if you need some, you buy some at the gas station.
I just bought some the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, depends. Did you buy, are they prescription? Doesn't say.
No, they're just.
What could you buy that's not prescription?
You can
Tylenol
get
PM.
Oh.
Is that what it was?
They call those sleeping pills? I call those Tylenol.
Yeah.
Candy. With a little extra. Oh.
It's night candy.
Night
What's
candy.
The problem?
A little Z-Pez.
Well, the ones that they sell at like a 7-Eleven or a gas right. station are like
Do
no
people
dose,
use those routinely? Some people?
Yeah. Mm. Unisom, what have you. There's tons of sleep aids.
Oh. Yeah, and that stuff would never really hurt you. From all the surveillance videos they have of her, look at this. I mean,
the world is watching, man.
We got her here, we got her here, we got her here. She's alone in all those videos. Who knows? I do, when I see a story like this, I mix feelings again about chipping people. You know, in the futuristic movies, the science fiction type movies, every human being has an RFID tag.
Right.
And nobody, virtually nobody, would be missing. You would just basically, you know, just like you do with your phone on the satellite, and you see that little blipping blue dot.
That was my first thought, was is this lady's cell phone must be off then? I mean, there's no phone activity, there's no bank activity.
We're almost chipped that way.
Yeah, I guarantee you, anybody that's holding the phone in their pocket or purse right now, if it's on, they know where you are.
That's right. Apple knows where you are.
I bet they do, man.
And
I know where my daughter is, because I heard in New York City, because her phone still, I can link to it and know where it is. I know where she is. It's a good feeling.
Best wishes. That's tough. Former President George W. Bush has quietly completed a biography of his father, George H.W. Bush. Good job.
I think it's great. it's amazing how other side of the brain this guy is, between his paintings and now he's a writer.
Yeah.
You know, I never knew that had so much to give. Is that I don't mean to be insulting.
I'm looking at a picture of him. He's much happier and not being George W. Bush.
Well, isn't everybody happier when they leave that job? Everybody who's a former president.
I guess, but I kind of am of the feeling that he was a very good soul, but that I felt that the times, and I don't know him well enough to know his capabilities. I know politically a lot of what he did was a disaster, but I always thought that he was basically at heart a good man, and I just like to see him happy. Because he, you know, in terms of criticism, if you think now in Obama's last year of how the vitriol that is flung at Obama, remember, it was worse for George W. Bush. And if you're on Obama's side, you could say, well, Bush deserved it. But if you're on Bush's side, it's like finally Obama gets called, you know, basically they like to blame a president for everything that's going wrong, period.
I wonder what amount they actually see of that.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm looking at this picture of W with his dad, and he's smiling, and I totally agree with everything that you're saying, but I wonder what he carries around from those days, or if it's just gone. Like, we read the news, and we watch Bill Maher, and we, you know, we're students of this because we have to for work, but I wonder I wonder how well his people shielded him from all of this vitriol, and Obama too. Like,
I've wondered that too. It's a very fascinating question, because on the one hand, it would seem to make sense for the good of our country to not let the president be distracted.
Feeling bad about themselves.
Feeling bad about himself.
Take it out on some poor little country.
If there is any president who doesn't have a therapist talking to him about how it's okay and he's a good man, then that would surprise me. Every president's got to have some therapist.
God, there's a culture in this for a reason. Go ahead, lie down, put your feet up. We're talking
lie
about
down, put your feet up. Yeah. So what's going on? Well, Israel and the Palestinians, they just can't get along.
It's not that's bigger than you. Everyone's had this. It's not doesn't fall to you. Don't
this about. Has been going on for thousands of years. It's not you,
Obama.
Don't
read the paper! I told you not to read the paper.
You know what I mean? Because what a tremendous responsibility that job is, and no matter what you do, there will be disasters during your 8 years. I don't care who you are,
and there's still 2 years left to really dislike Obama. So by the time we're done, he may reach George W. Bush proportions of people disliking him. We're not even done with.
You know what
I
predict for
year.
Obama? So George W. Bush has taken a painting and writing a book about his dad. I think Obama is going to learn the ukulele. and do a Tiny Tim kind
get back to his Hawaiian
tour.
Roots.
Yeah.
Gonna get back to my little grass shack.
Yeah, do you have some ukulele music, Pedro?
Sure.
Obama on ukulele tour. He'll play fairs and festivals.
No, he'll stay in the islands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he'll just go to the islands. And welcome, everybody. Have a luau later. Help yourself. Boy and Big. A little song I wrote about the Middle East.
Here we go.
Well, if you're going to dig a tunnel, hide a bunch of bombs. Going to come in there and close it down and try to get along. Mukahala dukadoo now. Everybody sing along. President Obama wrote this little song.
And then we all come in. Mukahala, mukadoodoo.
Mukahala, mukadoola. Everybody, you know the words.
Mukahala, mukadoodoo.
Mukahala, mukadoodoo. Go ahead, Hillary, give him a shot.
Mukahala, mukadoodoo.
Mukahala, mukadoodoo.
Mukahala, mukadoodoo. I'm going to smell that pig roasting.
That's the Hawaiian word for this is America. I was born here. Everybody.
Mukadoodoo.
Yo, come on, everybody. Mukahala.
Mukadoodoo.
Mukadoodahala.
Spike's Obama is getting really good. It's a shame that this all has to end now. I mean, it took
Don't say it's over.
It took you 5 years to get that impression.
No one knows when it's really over. It's bigger than all of us.
Yeah, you could do Obama pretty good now.
Because he was great as Bush. I mean, you could do Clinton was your best. I mean, you've done
lower right there. That's the spot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. But Obama, you're just now getting it dialed in.
What is Clinton? I still read weird stuff about the Clintons like that. They don't really spend any time together. Did you see the tabloids about, I don't know, I hate to even repeat this stuff because I always assume it's made up. But about Clinton having this mistress.
Yeah.
Who has to take off before Hillary gets
back.
She
has a nickname. What was her nickname?
Oh, what was her nickname?
It wasn't the Terminator.
No,
it
like
was
Sledgehammer or something.
No, something like
Air
that.
Air Force 2.
Yeah, and she's this blonde bombshell, and when she comes...
You
in.
Saw this?
Oh, yeah.
Were you reading it at the checkout line, and did you not buy the magazine?
Well, I saw it on the internet, actually, but and it was one of those I thought...
The Energizer.
The Energizer. Right, not the Sledgehammer.
Yeah, the Energizer.
She keeps going, and they keep coming. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah, and when the Energizer comes around, you know, and the apparently, and this is all tabloid stuff, but Hillary's people,
Clinton could do a great Hawaiian ballad about that.
Hillary's people and Bill's people, being their security details and stuff, all know about all this, and they will check in with each other. You know, where's Hillary? Because
the Energizer is going out the side door with the pizza box.
Right.
The Energizer,
the Ice Flamingo is in en route. The Ice Flamingo is in
Ice Flamingo.
Hillary's
that's terrible.
They're doing everything they can to make sure that these two don't collide at some point.
Temperature is dropping in the hallway. Dropping in the hallway.
We have a freeze zone approaching. Freeze zone coming.
Freezing
in.
Zone.
Cold Arctic front coming.
Well, I think
Global cooling.
I think Bill may even be floating those stories because I don't know how virile the guy is at this point. Maybe he kind of likes the thought of, you know, people thinking he could still do something.
Oh, you think this is part of his, like, Playboy fun image?
Yeah.
A distraction so you won't look at Hillary's policies.
You know I have a mistress, right? You've heard about it. You guys heard about the Energizer, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because you're aware.
He is. His heart's not that good. And you think I look thin now? President Clinton has lost some weight to almost unhealthy standards.
He's a vegan. He's strong.
Yeah.
I don't think he's unhealthy. I think he finally looks like normal.
Yeah, maybe so.
He works out. He lifts weights.
Oh, does he?
He jogs.
Well,
yeah.
Good. Well, I wish him a happy long life.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's my man.
I think he's a near death. He's actually healthy. Well, good for him.
That's my man.
Are you going to get like that, too? Did you see Jeff Kathan last night?
Yeah, he is. Right there. He's dialed in.
Well, but Jeff got to his weight, but then he spent the next several months working out, doing crunches, back to a training regimen with weights to totally tone his body.
Yeah, it looks lean and mean and very fit, that's for sure. I'm getting there. I'll get there, too.
I'm not comparing him to you.
Right.
You blew everybody away at the crowd last night.
Yep, it's a nice feeling. Mm. And President Clinton it probably is the vegan diet that's done it, but he is a shell of his former self, size-wise.
He's a shell of the former Big Mac.
I hope we do get to keep doing radio, because this next election cycle is going to be a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, if we bring back the Clintons. And...
What about Chris Christie?
Yeah. I mean,
would you vote for him, or is he too big for you?
I wouldn't vote for him, but not because he's too big. I just don't think he's that, you know, that's
too much of a Republican.
Well, thing. He's just too much of a New Jersey politician.
I mean, he's smile when you say that, though.
Yeah, I mean, he gets.
I don't get what your problem
smile
is.
Smile the duck.
I think he gets stuff done.
What's the problem?
Or that bridge would have a new cement concrete thing poured when there'd be some people in it that wouldn't cooperate.
He's effective. He's effective at getting things done, but careful, on a national level.
That's what they said about Clinton, too.
Yeah. It'll be time for South Bellevue to have some traffic problems. Be careful, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I tell you who's got traffic problems. Is anybody using a Washington State ferry, man? That is a terrible thing right now.
What's going on with the ferry? I heard about that.
We actually have a news report if you want to do that.
I'd love to hear that. Yeah.
State ferry system, this report from Como.
This is what happens when a major route is reduced from two boats to one.
I saw the traffic and it's bad, really bad.
All because, for the very first time, a ferry, the state's largest, inexplicably lost all power yesterday afternoon in the middle of the Seattle-Bainbridge run. As backups mounted throughout the evening...
We kept our part of the deal. What is the deal?
Angry passengers took it out on ferry workers, who kept explaining there was nothing they could do with the jumbo ferry Tacoma dead in the water.
We went into gridlock before we even let any more cars come in.
Engineers believe a problem with the switchboard that controls propulsion may have crippled the Tacoma, but won't have a definitive answer until next week. In the meantime, Edmonds-Kingston commuters will limp along with just one boat, half its runs canceled, sacrificing their second boat to plug the gap in Seattle. Seething drivers question the fairness of the shuffle.
Are they better than us? Are they better looking? Are they sexier? Do they make more money? Probably. It's the same ferry fee, so I don't get it.
The entire crisis is made worse because the jumbo ferry Wenatchee, the best replacement for the Tacoma, won't be out of the repair shop until this weekend at the earliest.
I guess it makes sense if you don't think about it, but if you think about it, it doesn't make sense at all.
That's my favorite person of all time.
Yes.
Yeah. Was that Pedro?
Do they make more money?
Probably. Yes. Am I unattractive? Yes.
Sure.
Am I poor? Sure.
Yes.
Well, this has started a war because the Edmonds-Kingston people are getting penalized.
My people.
For the Bainbridge ferry going out. And they're saying, hey, wait a minute. It wasn't our ferry that broke. Why are you taking our ferry away?
Well, the ferry system is looking at the volume. And they're doing the best they can to move the most people.
Yes, and I think by this afternoon, hopefully, we'll be back to two boats for Edmonds-Kingston as well.
Yeah, and as a resident of Kingston, Edmonds area, that's our boat. That's where we go. I'd just like to say, shut up. What do you mean? Why? Of course, if it backs up in Edmonds to get to Kingston, sure, it goes up the hill. Might even go all the way past the QFC and the car wash. In Seattle, if there's a boat missing... It backs up the entire downtown area.
Yeah.
Everything.
You're not as important
down.
As downtown
you're,
Seattle.
We're
that's
not,
where all the
not.
Money is.
No money.
Shut up.
You're ugly.
We're
you
ugly.
Don't deserve
we're not
it.
Sexy.
They're better
I mean,
looking.
I, come on. I'm man enough to admit that I'm underpaid and ugly and fat and unsexy. Dude, get over yourself.
I love that guy.
You know, I love the lady. We did our part. We kept our part of the bargain. What, you bought a ticket? You
here's
put
the thing.
Your car in a line?
Anybody who relies on a boat for anything... has to be prepared for outages. Simple as that.
And,
it's a boat.
Yeah, and not to have a backup plan. You can't just pick another route to drive because there's water.
Well, you can. It's just a long way.
I'm always impressed with the island people. I see the Vashon people all the time because their ferry lineup goes right in front of Lincoln Park, and that's a park that I go to all the time. And I always think to myself, I could never rely on this boat to connect me with my job, to connect me with, you know, the world. Not to say that they deserve this at all. It's obviously terrible, but I would never be able to live on an island because of something like this.
And don't get me wrong. I love boats. I've owned several boats. That's how I learned a boat is a possible ride.
Yeah.
That's all a boat ever is. It's a possible ride.
True.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so, like, last week, when Heart by Heart played at Silverdale Whaling Days, for the first time ever, I chose no boat. And I have a friend who's an electrician in Shelton, Sparky, Steve, and he's kind of in a spot where a lot of times he should take a boat, but He drives around because at least you're captaining your own ship when you're driving around.
That'd be me.
And so I drove around to Silverdale, and I got to say, the boat would have been a little bit relaxing because I don't have to actually drive it. I could just lay on my car and eat that horrible popcorn, which is delicious.
By the way.
But by driving, I didn't have that popcorn, and I actually got there a little quicker. And there's very few places that our ferries go that you can't drive to.
Vashon. That would be, I think, the one.
And the San Juan Islands you can't drive to.
Right.
But most of the peninsula stuff, you can get there if you need to. And again, a boat is a possible ride. It's not a guaranteed ride ever.
But there were some people furious just the way it was handled. Apparently, they gave an exemption to let 1,200 people on instead of 600, and the word never got to the ferry systems that the Coast Guard were giving them an exemption. So the day that boat broke, they kept loading only 600 when they could have doubled up.
Yeah.
And the people really upset. They said, hey, the people that were on the boat that broke down, they had it great. They were out there catching sun. They got a nice...
Yeah, that's what they think.
Yeah.
Being stranded on a boat and fun are not often used in the same sentence.
But compared to the people that were stranded in line waiting for another boat that could not even get out to use the bathroom or they'd lose their place in line.
You got a cup in that car somewhere. Just make use of it.
And they're saying, where's our free ticket? Yeah. You know, the guys that got stuck on the boat all got a free ticket. Where's the free ticket for all the people that were, you know, inconvenienced otherwise?
Yeah.
There were some mad people.
Is that what this about? It's a free ticket?
Well, it's just about a breakdown
of
the system.
This is our people, our society. No understanding, no empathy. Give me something for free. Entitlement.
And they're lined up right now, hoping for a ride to Edmonds-Kingston. So hopefully it's one boat this morning, so I'm sure there's a nice line.
Yeah.
This is one of the benefits of being a motorcycle rider is you get to pass the line. You don't have to put your motorcycle in line with a bunch of cars. I wouldn't begin to ride down there.
Not today.
I wouldn't go. I mean, even though we have
coming through,
the privilege
aside.
On the right. Yeah,
coming through, yeah. Everyone.
No thanks.
As I drove by the ferries this morning, I had that wonderful feeling I have always when I see them. They are majestic. They are beautiful. They are something that exists in this part of the world that makes this one of the most scenic, fantastic places in all of the universe. But I'm glad I don't rely on one for a commute.
Yeah.
And it was, as Joe has mentioned, a lot of miscommunication. But you know what? That happens. That happens with any bureaucracy that is dealing with a huge change. The thing I think about most ferry people, not the complainers. The complainers will get on the media, but most ferry people have some knitting, have a book, have, a conversation with someone on the phone. Those are the people, in my estimation, that are accepting all those requests to play Angry Birds. These are the fairy people.
People working on their Farmville farm.
Yeah, they can sit there.
The unattractive,
Gangster Wars, Candy Crush.
Fairy people with their books.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's rich fairy people, too. And there, you know, could be a famous author riding on the ferry.
No, I was joking, because that's my favorite soundbite of all time. Yeah,
they make more money than us? Sure. Oh. Sure they do. Probably.
Are they more attractive, more sexy than us?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. There's some sexy people on Bainbridge. Very, very fancy people there.
6:46. An 84-year-old has a heart attack in the middle of traffic. On Saturday, a cop in Kennebunkport. Is it Kennebunk? Just Kennebunk.
It's Kennebunk. So I guess the port must be the town closer to the
water.
Yeah,
and this is where the Bushes live, actually. A guy named Matthew Harrington was pulled over. The cop, Matthew Harrington, pulled over an 84-year-old guy, Gavin Falconer. While Harrington was running the information, Gavin slumps over his seat. He's having a heart attack.
I just love that an 84-year-old guy is speeding. I think that's cool. I mean, that's
with a bad ticker? Really? How do you love that?
Well, I don't love it.
That's
but
a family of 6 waiting to die in a crash at his hands. Well, that's totally irresponsible.
I don't literally
I love,
love
it that a guy is driving and about to kill other people on
Why
the highway. What do you think?
So much, Joe.
I love
that. Well, you hate everyone.
I love that this man still has a confidence.
How can you encourage such reckless behavior?
He's got enough confidence in his abilities to exceed the speed limit at 84. That's a guy that's got his skills about him. Now, the stress of getting pulled over did send him into
You think that, or do you think his heart was already on edge?
Yeah, at 84, I mean, your heart, it's going to go eventually, but I'm guessing the flashing blues might have given him a little start.
The police guy yanked him out of the car, ripped open his shirt, started the CPR, called for backup. Another cop got there with a defibrillator, and they saved Gavin's life.
I got some audio of him explaining what happened. If you want
here
to
he is.
I've been lucky all my life. He came running back, saw me there, yanked me out of the car, ripped my beautiful pink shirt. But that's all right. It was old anyway. And I guess I was gone. No pulse, nothing. And he started giving me CPR. You ever watch those old cowboy movies and they had a brawl in the bar? I feel like I was the guy who was getting beaten up. I'm not a careless driver, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I have a heavy foot. He says, you got a ticket? I says, no. Yeah, it was a warning. I said, well, that's all right. I can live with that. Fritzinger was hitting with, thank you.
Guy got off with a warning, which is very nice.
He ripped his beautiful pink shirt.
I have a heavy foot.
Yeah.
Sounds like your type of guy, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be a 84-year-old speeder, you go right ahead.
I'm not planning on it, but if I keep using that 92 octane, I might. I have a hard time keeping that car under the speed limit with the good gas.
There's no convenient time to have a heart attack, but that's a great way to get out of a speeding ticket. You've certainly gotten the ticket.
And you've got some built-in help. The guy fortunately had a defibrillator in his police car.
Okay. What do you think of having a male sex slave?
I think that's fine. Where do I sign up?
All right. Well, you sign up in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, is he from West Virginia? No, thank you.
Yeah. You probably know. Okay.
Jody has an aversion to Southern people, I've decided.
West Virginia is not the South, but I've been there quite a bit, and I don't want a male sex slave from there.
Yeah.
And if it's my slave, I get to choose.
Are they better than us? Are they better looking? Are they sexier? Do they make more money? Probably. It's the same ferry fee.
Yeah. So, you probably know some people like this, but this woman was walking a guy on a leash.
Yes, go on.
According to police report, his feet and ankles were bound. He was walking on all fours.
Yes.
And he had an unidentified object in a place that we won't mention.
Yes, that's right.
It was 56-year-old Robert Dyell, and the woman was 53-year-old Barbara Jean Giardello.
Yes.
They said they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and they're playing a harmless game.
Yes. What's the problem?
A possible indecent exposure.
He was covered up.
Yeah, I'd have to see more. Oh, there is a picture.
We could enlarge that picture, but I don't think you want to
I don't
see
want
it.
To enlarge it. Did you see it?
Yeah, it's...
Pass it over.
It's not... It's probably a little indecent.
Is it similar to a radio promotion we once did with you?
Well...
You did a bondage thing, remember?
Well, I've done... I remember a couple things. I remember once we did walk naked down the street. That was a really old radio promotion, remember?
Yeah, that was a dog named Naked.
Yeah,
I remember
exactly.
That.
Yeah, that was a big one. We had a big crowd gather.
You guys did that.
Well, we said... that was back when the Miss Rocks... We used to have beauty queens and all that. Okay. We said the Miss Rocks are going to walk naked down the street at 7:40.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And so they had this dog with a thing that his name was Naked.
I hate to point out the obvious, but this is maybe the most unattractive woman I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, well, yeah.
Not to say that if somebody was going to walk me on a leash, she would have to be beautiful, but maybe close to beautiful.
And then the other time they dressed me up in kind of public humiliation-wise was when I dressed up like an elephant.
Now, I remember that.
Pretty much naked at that point.
He was. He was wearing a... He was wearing like a diaper thong.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gray body paint.
I was as close to naked as you could be.
And he painted entirely gray and big ears put on him.
And who did the painting? Was that an intern job?
Who do we do that? Who did that for you?
You know, somebody came in. I remember they air. It was like the same thing you use when you're airbrushing a T-shirt. They used a gun, and they just sprayed me down.
They sprayed Joe with a paint gun.
Yeah. Now, was it hard to get him to do this stuff, or was he like, yeah, sounds good?
Joe, by the way, used to be very agreeable. Yeah. He's changed entirely.
Wonder what happened.
He's agreeable.
The first decade, I did just about anything. I loved being on the radio so much that, you know, I would do
Joe, we're going to strip you naked, paint you like an elephant, put you in a cage, and you could protest.
People throw peanuts at you.
Because what it was is there was a naked lady dressed like a tiger.
Yes.
And the whole media was all over it. And I said it was just because it's a girl.
She was hot, too. She looked
She was beautiful. I said, if you put a naked guy in a cage, no one's going to come. And turns out, that was correct.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
and they didn't have to go far because I was in the middle of Westlake Center. I mean, in a cage, right in the middle of downtown
Naked.
Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's so weird people didn't want to see
Well, they came. They came to see me.
And they grabbed their kids and ran.
The media did not come, but people came.
The media did not come. No. All of our listeners showed up.
But people came to throw peanuts at me, of all things.
Yeah. Dumbo!
You know who didn't like it?
Who?
Kelly.
No, she hated them.
Obviously. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
She thought we were abusing Joe.
Yeah.
She was right.
You were, yeah.
And this was right before digital photography, because I would almost love to get a picture of that. And
Was before digital photography.
Right.
Nobody had a phone with a camera in
it. No, and there were some pictures on the web, because this was when the web was new, at our next to last radio station. But once we left, you know, the whole thing got scrubbed, and I don't even have a picture of that.
Yeah. You only have memories. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I have memories of the moment.
In this case, that's a good thing.
You would have been trending on Twitter.
Yeah. Imagine
Naked elephant dude.
I know.
Imagine now.
All right, 6:54. Casey is going to come in a little bit. Also, still to come, Standard & Poor's declared Argentina in default. The whole country, Pedro's homeland, in default after the government missed a deadline for paying interest on restructured bonds. The South, and it was only $13 billion. I don't get it. This country owes way more than that. They were supposed to get a $539 million payment to bondholders after a United States judge ruled that the money couldn't be distributed unless a group of hedge funds holding defaulted debt got paid. In Argentina, this is the second default in 13 years. They have $200 billion in foreign currency debt, including $30 billion of restructured bonds, according to the S&P. And by the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but if all this stuff sounds really complex to you when you hear about countries and bonds and debt, just think of it all. It's exactly the same as your individual credit cards. If you run up some credit cards and you have some debt, it means you're sort of hooked up to a machine where you have to pay people just interest to stay afloat. And in this case, if we're a country and we loaned money to Argentina, then Argentina's people not only work for lower wages, but they also kind of work to pay the debt down of their country. Right, Pedro?
Yeah, and actually there are, you know, agreements between corporations that give easy loans to my country. There's agreements with politicians, and that's when
Is your voice going to come back?
Never. I hope never. He sounds so
Do you
sexy.
Like that? Yeah.
And,
We really need to put a piece of tape on the guy's mouth. So, I mean, seriously, just so he will recover, because the more
Does he
talks,
keep talking?
The more he talks.
Right. I won't ask any more questions.
Last night was the problem. Folks down in Bonnie Lake just, God love them, they wouldn't leave him alone.
Yeah. They were so happy about his green card.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you think about this stuff, just think about your normal credit card debt. People run up debt, and then they get buried under it, and countries do the same thing. And we have tons of debt to China.
And the deeper you get in debt, the higher your interest rates go. You
That's
become
right.
a bad credit risk. It's a real spiral. And what will happen now, and I'm so glad Pedro and Luciano are here, and I know they still have property back there, but inflation is going to go crazy. I mean, it'll go in maybe 100%, 200%.
You think that's going to happen to Argentina? You think they're going to have that kind of economic collapse? Because people said that about us after 2006.
But this is the second time they've defaulted in like the last 10, 15 years.
Well, just give us one word, Pedro, yes or no. I don't want you to talk all day, but am I pretty accurate on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's experienced that kind of inflation.
Exactly.
Before.
That's what happened the last time.
I've experienced it once in my lifetime in the early 80s, and it wasn't as bad as South American-style Brazil inflation. But if you were around in the early 80s, you know what that's like. 6:54, when we come back, good news from British Columbia. for, I don't know, the whole 25 years this show has been on, from time to time, we rail on the fact that Victoria flushes its raw sewage totally scot-free into our waters.
Are they better than us? Are they better looking? Are they sexier? Do they make more money? Probably. So I don't get it.
Probably.
This guy is great. He's the soundbite of the day.
Probably.
Well, we have good news from British Columbia. They say they're going to unclog that problem. And at some point, they're going to stop putting sewage that ends up in the Puget Sound. We'll give you that story. Also, just like Marshawn Lynch, the stars of one of the most popular shows on TV are holding out to a fatter contract. Remember the guys from and gals from Cheers did this?
Mm-hmm.
Friends did this.
Here's a show where someone didn't show up for their first day of shooting yesterday.
They all didn't show up.
And they say they're not gonna until they show them the money. Which show do you think it is? Game of Thrones?
No. Actually, bigger as far as audience bigger. Goes.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Sound Transit.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got some slow traffic right now, northbound 405 through the S-curves up towards the Kennedale Hill. We're also dealing with some heavier congestion starting to build southbound 405 as you approach 527, northbound I-5 through Fedger Way, kind of dealing with the normal slowdowns there. And ever to Seattle, looking good, but starting to see slowing from Linwood down into Shoreline.
Sound Transit and your voice of reason think you're becoming a little too attached to your car. Wake up and disengage, my dears, is what she would say. Visit soundtransit.org for details.
Well, the audience went crazy last night when they saw Downtown Joe on stage, tunes at Taps at Bonnie Lake, and Joe's looking rather svelte. I got to tell you a personal story, too, and I'm not going to give the name, but a friend of mine, a neighbor, actually more than a handful of my friends are doing it, 3010weightlossforlife.com, but this particular friend and his wife and Lisa and I sat down and had tea maybe a month and a half ago, and he said, all right, it's time for me to do something about this. And he travels a lot, and he's always being fed by foreign business partners and things like that. And we just talked about kind of how simple it was and how, the first week, it's a little tough, but once you get on the program and into fat-burning mode, you're not even hungry. He forwarded me an email yesterday. He's got his 40-pound merit badge.
Nice!
So it seems to work for everybody who applies themselves and sticks to it. Call this number, 855-843-3010. 3010weightlossforlife.com.
The end of July is looking sunny and warm across western Washington with highs in the 80s. Sunshine continues into Seafair weekend with developing morning clouds followed by midday sunshine each day. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington. School's starting soon, so help your kids get a great start on your year with a Delta Dental checkup. It's one of the smartest things you can do for them, offering you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Delta Dental of Washington. Get in with Delta Dental.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now making it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. In some cases, this may even result in back taxes being reduced. An open phone line has been established by the National Tax Relief Hotline for consumers to call and see if you qualify. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-832-9615. That's 800-832-9615. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your delinquent tax problems and in some cases save you money. For your free tax information and to see if you qualify, call the National Tax Relief Hotline at 800-832-9615. That's 800-832-9615. 800-832-9615.
Dive into your share of $20,000 in cool cash this month at Quilcedar Creek Casino. Every Tuesday, 9 lucky players have a chance to grab their share, including a $5,000 grand prize August 26th. Find all of the exciting details online at QCCCasino.com. More rewards, more winners, more fun. find it right here at the Q.
Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mac's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mac's for endless hot out-of-the-oven yeast rolls and endless peanuts. Plus the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more. Incredible cocktails and local brews, too. Pick your own steak out of our butcher case. Real down-home Roadhouse hospitality. Lunch, dinner, Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse. Renton, Federal Way, and now in South Everett.
If you like things made in the Northwest, you'll love Don Willis Furniture. You'll never find particle board, but you will find bookcases you can customize to fit your home. And Northwest made sofas on sale starting at $5.99. More at DonWillisFurniture.com.
We are delighted to be bringing professional women's sports back.
The Seattle Storm Select, Sue Bird.
Seattle, you have a champion once again!
Lauren Jackson, MVP of the WNBA Finals.
Pick and roll with Crystal Lemon. Step through, move it. Kisses it.
July 31st is Thirsty Thursday at Key Arena. Join us for happy hour from 5:30 to 6:30 before the Storm takes on the Indiana Fever. Live music, $3 Manny's and Coors Lights. Tickets are only $15 on stormbasketball.com.
Pop quiz. When was the last time you thought about your bed? Better yet, when was the last time your bed thought about you? Answer, never. Till now. Introducing the smartest bed in the world. The Sleep Number Bed, now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
Working with the dual air chambers, the Sleep Number Bed lets you and your partner find your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on both sides, your sleep number setting. Sleep IQ technology tracks the quality of your sleep. It knows if you're restless, if you get up in the night, and in the morning, it tells you all about it. Now you have the info you need to sleep better. Try a new bedtime, adjust your sleep number setting, nix the late night TV. You'll know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. So smart, it's like sleeping with Einstein without all the awkwardness.
Gute Nacht.
Oh, hey.
The Sleep Number bed now with Sleep IQ technology starting at just $999.98 because everyone deserves to know better sleep. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find us at one of our six stores in the Puget Sound area. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in. They won't be here long. IHOP. Everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nobody but nobody pays sales tax at McClendon Hardware. Yep, it's the McClendon's Founders Day no tax sale. You name it, whatever it is, power tools, lumber, plumbing, electrical, everything and anything. Here's the facts, buy it at McClendon's and we pay the tax. Just our way of saying thanks for your biz here in Western Wa since 1926. See you this weekend at McClendon's Founders Day tax-free sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all McClendon Hardwares, where people make the difference.
Thank you to Ted Brown Music, official music store of the Carter Subaru Live Theater at 95.7 KJR FM.
This report is brought to you by Sound Transit.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're definitely starting to see some slow traffic right now. Southbound 405 backed up, approaching 527 and all the way into the North Kirkland area. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go. And I-5 southbound getting pretty slow as you head into the Linwood area. That Everett to Seattle drive up to about 48 minutes.
Sound Transit and your voice of reason think you need to take a deep breath and consider detaching yourself from your car. Sound Transit is waiting. Visit soundtransit.org for details.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeart radio station.
And the cool, the autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a...
Marshawn Lynch is not the only holdout this season. The stars of The Big Bang Theory are holding out for Friends-type deals. And they were supposed to start yesterday. Several of the big stars, Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Kaley Cuoco.
Cuoco, yeah.
Got it. Simon Helberg and Kunal Nayar.
Yeah.
It's all of them.
He did it.
They all want more money. They're holding out for, quote, friends money. That would be about $1 million an episode, a piece, which is what the Friends cast eventually got. Will they get it?
They shouldn't.
What? I mean,
look at the economics of network television.
Yeah. Back then, you could only show it on TV and then eventually go into reruns. Now you can sell it across multiple platforms forever.
Mm-hmm.
But biggest show on television, Joe.
Back then, there were two or three other people you were competing with, and you would draw 60, 70 million people a night. Now
Isn't
you're lucky.
Joe
to...
taking the big corporate stance? These are the things that make Joe sound, what was it again?
These are the things that make Joe sound Republican.
Now, if you're getting 25 million people, you're doing great.
Right.
But that doesn't make the same amount of money as getting 60 or 70 like Friends was getting.
Right. Except that you end up selling season passes, DVDs, downloads. You make deals with satellite. You make deals with other networks. The show goes into syndication, which this show has now reached, and this show makes $1 billion for the network.
Nobody deserves $1 million to work for a half hour. I don't care what you do.
You sound even worse than
you
a Republican.
Got the sounder again there?
What about, then stop watching the NFL. Stop.
Those guys don't make that much.
Oh, yes, they do.
They make a lot, no question about
it. I don't know, Joe. I think you're wrong here. I think that these guys are so hot. Jim Parsons now has a couple Emmys, and he has a lot of movies coming up. Kaley Cuoco's kind of hitting her stride. Mm. She's the Priceline girl. Yep. She just got married. She's, you know, tight and funny.
She just got married, Joe. Yeah.
She needs that million in episodes.
I'm going to start a family.
Why do you think the network executives need more money? They're the one with the private jets.
You think that the networks are all sitting around getting
They're
fat?
They're fat.
All those
They
executives?
Sit on their big yachts and go home to their huge mansions, and they don't even have any talent.
They're going
to
get it.
But you give it all to the Big Bang Theory, and then what do you have left for that little guy who's
That's why they call it the Big Bang.
What do you have left for the little guy who's making that reality show that's getting you even more viewers than the Big Bang Theory?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about if you pay all your money to these guys, then you have nothing left for all your other shows either.
Please, what should reality people get? You know, to get on one of these reality shows, like if you're on Survivor, you know you get paid. You get paid small amounts. The Real Housewives of wherever, they get paid. Okay. How much money do you want those people to make?
But let me tell you a little something. There's two things that you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's called supply.
Right.
What's the other one?
Demand.
Demand. I'm having a reality show. 5,000 people show up at Key Arena begging to be on the reality show.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Big Bang Theory. If my cast leaves, I'll just have an audition at Key Arena, and I can find 5,000 more Big Bang actors.
Attention all geeks.
Except those people have talent, and it doesn't work that way. Reality shows are cheap and easy to produce because they're cheap.
Yep.
And they don't require any talent.
Are you saying that the Beaver Inspector on Big Brother doesn't have any talent?
There's a Beaver Inspector?
There is, wow. Yeah. I don't watch Big Brother.
Well, they had an infestation problem, so they had to hire the guy.
I'm just saying that is a ridiculous
I've not
show.
Heard of them invading homes before.
Do you want those people to make money? Seriously, you want the people who go on Big Brother and spout?
I'm not saying the people. I'm saying the producer, the guy who came up with that idea.
He makes a lot of. They all make a lot of money.
Well, if you mention that guy, Chuck Lorre, who does Big Bang Theory, mm-hmm. he's rolling in it.
Yeah.
Rolling in it.
Mm.
I agree. Everybody should get what they can get in this world. Right. But
and
also,
you're totally in their favor.
All right, $1 million an episode. Here
but if you've already got an agreement in place that this is what you're going to work for, and then you decide to change your mind about that the day you're supposed to report to work.
I know. We're back to the Marshawn Lynch thing. What's going on with him?
He is holding out, and it's going to start getting really expensive. And Marshawn does not like fines. I mean, you know, he talked to the press during the Super Bowl because it was going to cost him. What, 50 grand or something?
Yeah, sure.
He came to...
So why is he doing it then?
Because I particularly think he's getting some bad advice somewhere along
Someone
the
else's fault, not his.
Yeah.
You don't think he has a backbone and can stand up for himself and make his own decisions?
Oh,
even though he's Marshawn Lynch.
I think he can, but if somebody's trying to tell him that what he's making now is not enough and is unfair, that's pretty bad advice.
Depends. If he gets it. It was good advice.
He won't. And you can print that. He will not get...
We're not in the print business, by the way. Print business is struggling even more than radio.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Seriously, if there was any time to back a group of people marching into an office and saying, all or nothing, isn't now the time, Joe?
Don in Kent, hello.
Good morning, Bob.
Howdy, Don.
There sure are a lot of beavers in the news these days.
Beavers in the news.
It's true. You ain't wrong.
Very good sentence, my friend. Here's Eric with your prize.
All right. You have a pair of tickets to see Zoo Tunes featured concert Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue Galactic on Sunday, August 17th at 6 p.m.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Don. There's a guy just, with a lunchbox collecting his prize.
Yep.
He really want to get to know us.
All right, then. Thanks a lot. See you then.
Actually, so, that's a great show.
He's got his beaver bingo ticket, and he's cashing it in. What's that?
I said that's a great show, and if anybody's going to Zoo Tunes tonight to see Lucinda Williams, I will be there. Make sure you say
hi. Oh, cool. All right. So, Joe is for big business and not struggling actors.
Joe's for the
billionaire owners of teams who can flash extra billions around whenever they want instead of the hardworking player who's sacrificing his body and getting it banged up.
I'm for living up to your word is what I'm
for.
Yeah,
but see, in those contracts are all these clauses.
Yes, in an NFL contract.
Yeah,
yes.
And in one of the clauses is if you hold out, here's what it costs you.
Right.
So doing that is living up to the contract.
Yeah, and at some point you could become in breach of contract, and then they could just cut you, and then you lose all your money.
But that's also in the contract. So you're not actually breaking the contract. You're having a negotiation. It's expected. It's normal.
Well, the difference here is with the Big Bang Theory guys, you're right. They're not going to replace Jim Parsons, and they certainly aren't going to replace them all. Mm. But Marshawn Lynch, I'm not saying he's expendable because Lord knows we want him and we can use him, but he is quite replaceable. Mm. He's on a very strong team, and you take one guy away from a strong team and you still have a strong team.
All right.
So I don't think his position is quite as strong as the Big Bang guys.
Yes, sir.
Did you, by the way, see Marshawn's mama?
Sunshine?
Yeah.
She's God, mad. Her, man. Oh,
she's mad? Why is she mad?
Because
her son is getting bad advice?
Guys like Downtown Joe is why she's mad.
Mad at you.
She's mad. Yeah. She is. She's mad at the media.
Well, you're mean. You're being mean to Marshawn Lynch.
Very
I can't
mean.
Believe it.
Guy wrote an article saying Seahawks would be just fine without Marshawn Lynch. They'd do great with him, but they would get by without him. And I'm of the mind that that's probably the case. And Sunshine does not like that talk. Mm. She says, that's why my boy does not like the media, because it's talk like that.
I'm with you. I don't like it either.
And my boy.
That's why you're leaving. Although somebody has a theory that you're holding out for $1 million an episode. This is all a ploy.
We're all marching in together.
Well,
arms locked.
I won't say we don't deserve it. That's for sure. 7:14. Casey is here. Did you do your tease yet?
A technical difficulty, so we missed it. We're going to try again in 4 minutes.
We're going to try again with the tease. Yeah. So that's all right. We had problems with Bonnie Lake last night with Jody's microphone. It happens.
It's true. Yeah. I was putting it in places it shouldn't have gone.
Yeah, it's supposed to Scotch guard those, apparently. We didn't know. Yeah, waterproofings.
The show has really matured in your absence.
You can use mink oil on that, Jody. I'm telling you. Beeswax.
You never told me how to do it right. You forgot to tell me.
Oh, no, you're doing it right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Aitchison. Casey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I feel like I'm bidding bon voyage to my family.
Oh, that's sweet. We're not going anywhere.
Well, where are you going?
Well, I am going
nowhere officially.
Everybody is saying I'm retiring.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I said the day before, I said, well, I am not retiring. I am just reorganizing my life to be able to pursue other projects. And then the headline was, Rivers hangs it up. Rivers is retiring. And I thought,
you're welcome.
Well, I spoke to the boss, Keith. I said, you know what? No matter what I say, everyone's going to say I'm retiring because I'm ending a 25-year project. And I guess that I am in a way, but I don't like the word semi-retirement. That's like being semi-pregnant. Are you semi-pregnant, by the way?
No. You have to just pick a word and be okay with that.
I know. Are you you're not semi-pregnant?
No.
That means you're fully pregnant.
No.
See how he does it? Scary.
I missed this.
Do you? Actually, because they don't do that on TV.
Well,
no. No one's asked you if you're pregnant on TV ever, right?
No.
Because it would be what?
Rude.
Actionable.
It would be rude.
Actually, very rude. Actionable, rude.
Why does she have to be pregnant?
Yeah.
Look.
Because he's going to be a grandfather.
I'm about to be a grandfather.
To be pregnant.
And I want to have play dates with her kid.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
this is somehow about you. Okay.
Oh, it's
just
always about
sure.
me.
Because
yeah.
she doesn't
And by
look
the way,
pregnant.
Just yeah. take note of this. She misses that.
Oh, I'm sure she does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where are you going? Is that you packing up all your stuff now?
So, hey, I miss you, kiddo. How are you?
I'm good.
John?
He's great. Working at Expedia.
Expedia?
Yeah.
Do they still go .com?
They do, I think.
Nobody has to say .com anymore. Remember when .com was new and you had to spell it for people?
Yeah.
www.expedia.com. So that's a big deal. That's a big travel site. What does he do there?
He works on the packages portion of the website, so he kind of manages that.
And they have some great packages.
They do.
I got to tell you, the time Lisa and I, this was way back at CBS, we were having a vacation coming up, and Lisa said, let's go as far away in the world as we can, as cheap as possible. And we went to Expedia, and I'm not just doing this because it's John and I'm helping your family, but we went there, and there was a trip to the Cook Islands for $558. I know.
You're kidding.
No. And it's almost, you're almost to New Zealand at that point, or Australia. And so,
you know, they like a big package down there in Australia.
They do.
They do.
And at the time, I was like, it was the CBS thing was going on. And I love CBS. They were wonderful. And
that was nice.
They were treating us, well, the local management, of course, everywhere is wonderful. But you know how the long distance phone calls are. So anyway, at the time, I was like, I need to get as far away from CBS as I can for this week. And
you picked the Cook Islands.
And I went to the Cook Islands. And guess what had just happened on the Cook Islands?
CBS had bought them.
No. The island I went to, Aitutaki, in the middle of nowhere, one of the farthest places you could go in the world, was an episode of Survivor. So I got there, and there's all these CBS trucks, and I'm like, what the heck?
Jeff Probst runs up, Bob, dude.
Bob Rivers, give me your torch.
And he extinguished my torch, and that's why we left KZOK. But anyway, it's good to see you. Now, you are back to features instead of news anchoring. And, of course, there's lots of speculation about that. I'm not going to do this on your show. But are you pregnant?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. Let it go. Gosh.
But you told me that you liked doing the features better.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is more you because you're a comedian.
I feel like, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mariana. We're
are we about to go on?
Talking.
Live.
Someone's talking in your ear. Yeah. That is so TV. That is so cool. I wish I had someone talking. Pedro, shut up.
They're trying to figure out our audio because we're trying to figure out a way to hear all of you at the same time that
it's okay.
That I'm doing a tease.
We can all lean into your cleavage and talk into that microphone. Would that be okay?
No.
Let me try it.
Joe is.
Three, you got this?
This is
Margo.
I love it. Joe leans away and Spike dives in.
Just like old times.
It's like the angel and the devil. One on either side of it.
You look good.
Hey, what do you think? Casey, let me ask you this. What do you think? Do you ever watch The Big Bang Theory? Is that on Fox?
Yes, I do. I love that show.
What show?
Oh, Stand By. What? Oh, I'm sorry. We're less than 20 seconds away.
20 seconds away. Okay,
we'll start. This is just the tease. It's not the big interview.
You can do your TV tease. We'll pause.
Sorry. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Casey is about to go on Q13 Talk.
Hi, we're live with the Bob Rivers Show. Here they all are in person. And we thought we'd come and give you a sneak peek at what they have to say about hanging up the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll have more of that coming up next.
Well done.
Good job, good. Bob.
I think you could do that better. I really
I've
do.
Told you this okay, before, but when you left the radio station way back then, you said, I can't get up this early in the morning
anymore. Oh, my gosh.
And then you ended up getting up earlier, and I didn't know you meant I want to get up earlier. I would have made it perfectly okay for you to get up
earlier. Did you ever know? I don't know if I ever told you this, but right before I joined your show, I had gone in, I was working with Jackie and Bender, and I said, I can't do this schedule anymore.
Oh, that's how,
I can't
so that's
do
the
it.
Same lie the you same, tell everybody.
It's always true. It's just the only kind of work I love to do is in the morning.
Oh.
So
that's your new quote.
The only work I do is in
the morning.
Oh, no, that's a terrible quote.
So, but I when you came on television, I was so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Because I watched as you were always funny and always interesting. But I would watch progressively, and of course I have morning schedule too, so I would only see you when I was on vacation. You and Regis and Kelly and everybody else.
His name's Bill.
Whatever his name is now. And I would, so it would be like 6 months, and I'd go, wow, she's getting stronger, she's getting more assured. And I know that's just a front because she's a bundle of nerves. But she became more and more confident on television, and you're really fantastic. Now, you know Gene Anderson hung it up, too.
Right? I know. It's the year to do it. I feel like I got to go get my things in order.
Would you, oh, no. How old are you?
34.
You're not supposed to answer that.
Oh, I'm sorry. A lady never tells.
A lady doesn't tell, Bob.
Oh, wait, I'm not one. 34.
Nice.
That's a great age, actually. I'd love to brag about that.
Yeah, because I know someday I'll be like 87 and I'll say, boy, did I have it good when I was 34.
34.
Katie, signing off.
We're getting close, I think, to the... Hey, Walker, I actually missed that. Oh, we're 1 minute away.
1 minute away from saying hi to you on TV.
We have Walker here. He's our lovely photo journalist.
What would we like to say on TV?
I want people to be able to kind of hear from you what it's been like to be on the air in Seattle as long as you have and what the listeners mean to you and maybe a couple of your favorite moments.
All right.
Yeah?
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to do something entirely different. Yeah. Brace yourself. It's going to get so weird in here. But just
the ninth
cool.
caller is going to get to...
No,
that sounds wonderful.
30 Casey. Seconds away.
30 seconds from Q13
You're
Fox.
In trouble.
With Casey.
I'm a little nervous about how this is going to work because I'm going to... It's a lot of action, so we'll see.
Nothing but respect.
Nobody make her nervous. Everyone be cool.
I'm always a little nervous right before.
Pull it together.
Because you never know. It's live TV. You never know what can happen.
All right, coming in 10 seconds.
You guys are too
Is someone
quiet.
Talking in your ear?
Not yet. Oh, standby. Here we go.
Okay.
And by standby, there's still a couple because the anchors
Oh, I know
have to
that could
be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you folks playing on
We're waiting for the groundhog
okay, now
to
they're playing
appear.
The intro music.
Wake up the music, the band has begun.
What are they playing? Okay. Here they go. They've started talking.
Okay. They've started talking about us.
Okay. It's good. Talk about you.
Just a minute. We'll be on TV.
It's going to be so much fun.
They're ad-libbing about something, so...
So proud of you.
Yeah, so proud of you. Looks so good.
Okay.
It's a good haircut.
Here we go.
Okay.
Do you do your own makeup?
I swear.
All right. Stand by. Coming in 4 minutes.
This is boring.
Jody,
this is a boring.
Hey, we're doing something really fun where we're actually on the air at KJRFM right now with these guys at the same time that we're on the air with you guys on Q13 Fox. So, everybody, Bob Rivers, ladies and gentlemen. And then we have Downtown Joe over here to my left, Spike O'Neill, and Jody, lovely lady. Hey, and then we have Eric and Pedro in the booth back there.
That's
I think we just lost a light.
For safety.
Yeah, they've been quarantined. And Luciana is the executive producer.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. Thanks for having me back.
Are you kidding? It is such a pleasure. Folks, this is Casey. She is one of the coolest things about getting to do this show for 25 years. And the rest of all of the coolest things are sitting in the room. All these people that I got to work with who are brilliantly talented, watching them go on like Casey and do great things. Pedro and Luciana got their green cards just in the nick of time.
Gosh, seriously. I had thought about that.
Yeah, Jody got her green card, but
it's
that's
true.
A whole other thing.
Yeah.
That's a...
No, wait, you're not supposed to compliment me. I'm supposed to compliment you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and,
so
but wait, one more green, one more green thing.
Okay.
Spike and Joe are eating green vegetables. See
Seriously.
How thin they are?
You guys look great. They
Everybody's
look great.
Doing good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's not because we're going to be on TV. I can guarantee you that.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, you've been telling everybody what's next. You want to try some projects and be the Bob Rivers Show for your wife. But what's really next?
What's really next is that. And I'm about to be a grandfather.
Oh,
and,
congratulations.
And what is happening is I have this, I'm constantly doing tons of projects. I'm currently in Spike and the Impalers and in Heart by Heart with Steve Fossen. And Mike DeRozier.
Which my friends just saw, by the way, and said you guys are fantastic.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Impalers as well. And the Impalers will continue with Spike wherever and whatever he does, and it's going to be cool. And then Heart by Heart. And I want to travel around the country a little and play, and I want to study music. But really, I want to stop. And there comes a point where sleep, it's not for you yet. Sleep, it's not for her. There comes a point where sleep and health... there's the line gets crossed, and you know that you have to give up something.
What time do you get up right now in the morning?
In about 20 minutes.
7:40.
We look forward to that.
I'm sorry. You know the joke. What time do I get up?
Yeah.
Roughly 4:15.
That's early, and you've been doing that for...
Well, that's late for you TV people, right? Because they have to put on their face. Yeah.
Well, we try.
We
anyway.
Skip those 9 minutes.
We try. What is the one thing you're going to miss the most about being on the air so many years in Seattle?
Well, there are four things. There are mostly my brilliant improvisational partners on the air. The audience, and as I meet the audience and get to know the people, that's the saddest part because we didn't have just great numbers. And for 25 years, we had wonderful numbers. But they were great people. They sponsored Children with World Vision to the tune of, I don't know, in excess of $5 or $6 million. And they saved thousands of children's lives, which results in a ripple effect throughout humanity. I mean, the people, the kind of people who listen to us, we're open-minded. Not all of the texters are all of the callers.
I'm
you know
so glad I
mean.
I left before you started with the texters.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you want to get heckled constantly?
No, I don't want to get heckled. No.
They were, and still are, just in the kindest souls, the people that I meet who listen to this show. And that's kind of the hardest part, because they don't care about, you know, they don't care about anything except that, oh, they're about to lose a companion. And then I feel bad, like I should go visit each one of them at home.
Well,
I got the key to Bonnie Lake yesterday, and so I will be dropping by
your home,
torch.
Okay, I'm getting the wrap cue, which means we've got to put some of this on hold for another hour or so. So if you don't mind, we're going to bug you again in another hour.
Me? Attention?
No. So listen to the Bob River Show. They're on KGR FM, and he's been on the air at a couple different radio stations now.
That's right.
For the last
Last day is August 8th, by the way, so they were not making any more of these. Get it while it's hot.
Get it while it's hot. Bill and Liz, back to you guys.
That was nice.
Oh, great job. Great
job. Do you know what a thrill it is for me? I mean, it's all about me. Do you know what a thrill it is for me to see you host an interview of all of us and handle it with finesse and class and humor?
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. I learned it by watching you, all right?
No, he's saying that would be nice and we should try that next hour.
Yeah. Back at you.
What a loser.
No, it's great. I mean, and that's the joy. The joy is Pedro and Luciana. Pedro starts writing jokes. He sticks with it for 5 years. For 5 years, I get his horrible jokes. As soon as they get good, he sells them to Jay Leno, and then I never see them again. After how many years? 10, however many, they get their green card and watch to be a chance to be a part of their lives and watch them excel is a big thrill. And you especially. And everybody. Spike, first time Spike and the Impalers took the stage, you know. Spike was, you remember those stories about Stuart Sutcliffe and the Beatles about how he would stand and he wouldn't face the audience? It was like Spike was like up there with major monstrous musicians, and you know,
I would sing to Jeff, turn my back to the audience,
he would
and sing
look
right
at Jeff.
And by
the
really
way, because I said this to Jeff last night, Jeff is the father of the band. Mm-hmm. Jeff gave us all our confidence. So watching people grow, by the way, it's difficult getting old because you're doing the opposite of growing; you're deteriorating. And everybody, a lot of our listeners on this journey with us know that you have to make adjustments as you go through life. First you need reading glasses, then you got to go in and somebody's got to clean out your knee. And but that's okay, because the bundle of joy I'm about to get is a grandchild. And you know, it's a set of trade-offs. It's good though.
I'm really excited for you. Actually, I think it's great.
All right.
But we're going to miss you.
Well, I'm not going to be anywhere. In fact, you might actually get a return phone call faster. You know how we would like make a phone call and it would be like a week later, I'm sorry, I'm crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
running around like a nut. And that's the part that it gets to the point where that's not healthy. So, but I'm not complaining.
It's been a heck of a time.
Thanks, Joe.
We've got 7 days left. Six and a half.
Six and a half days. So, don't make me work any extra.
So, yeah, let's make the most of it. And I'm so happy to see Casey, because that was a big part of it, was having her come in as essentially a little girl, and now she is a full.
And by the way, she missed all of the texts, so now you texters get
a chance.
Yeah.
Tell her how fantastic she is at 52309. When we come back, we're going to read your text.
This is The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
The end of July is looking sunny and warm across western Washington with highs in the 80s. Sunshine continues into Seafair weekend with developing morning clouds followed by midday sunshine each day. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Discount Tire.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. And right now, you can save big on the world's best brands of tires, like Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
During Sleep Country USA's Triple Choice Sale, it's amazing. You get triple the choices, but time is running out. How about this? You can save up to $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beauty Rest mattress sets, or get 40 months interest-free financing with no money down on the Tempur Choice Collection with head-to-toe customization. That's on approved credit with 40 equal monthly payments required. Or take choice number three and get $300 in free gifts with any of Sleep Country's most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Plus, get free same-day delivery, free setup of your new mattress and removal of your old set, and most importantly, I think, Sleep Country's 100-day low-price guarantee. That means that no matter where what you buy, what mattress you select, if anybody else puts that bet on sale for up to 100 days after you buy it, Sleep Country will beat the sale price by 5% and refund you the difference, and that is a guarantee you can sleep on. You get a great night's sleep. You're guaranteed the best comfort. You're guaranteed the best price. Sleep Country has over 80 stores in the Puget Sound area. All their brands are on display in all their showrooms, so it's never been easier, and there's never been a better time. The Triple Choice Sale on now at Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service may now be accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes. This may result in back taxes being reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by the Tax Relief Helpline for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-745-5904. That's 800-745-5904. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, which may result in tax debts being reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Tax Relief Helpline at 800-745-5904. That's 800-745-5904. 800-745-5904.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. Save up to 40% on sinks, faucets, toilets, cabinetry, lighting, and more in stock or special order. Now's the time for that home improvement or repair. August 4th through 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Ballard.
There's a place where cool, clean water runs through 60,000 miles of forested streams, where fish and wildlife flourish in healthy habitat, and where scientific forest practices produce the most responsible building material on Earth, climate-friendly Northwest Wood. The place is Washington's Working Forests, where the green economy of the 21st century is growing strong. Working forests work for all of us. Learn more at workingforestsareworking.org.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a road tripping rambler.
Driving along next to a yellow Pinto. Or is it mustard? Oh, a hot dog would be so good right now. I need to go to more ball games. I need to go on more dates at ball games. As long as he's not like my ex-boyfriend. He hated hot dogs.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free flat repair to free rotation, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in. They won't be here long. IHOP. Everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your boat trailer, and I'm fed up. All summer long, you drag me from lake to lake, thousands of pounds on my back and your rear end at my front. Until today, I noticed you forgot to hook my safety chains. So all it takes is one big bump in the road, and I'm free to run into another car. Now you have a sinking feeling because your cut rate insurance might not cover this repair bill. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
Like me.
Every Allstate policy comes with an Allstate agent you can trust to help you get the protection you need. For a free quote, call Woodinville Allstate agent Brian Stevens today at 425-486-0319. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you in good hands?
Driving in my car, beep beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Accidents happen, but they shouldn't disrupt your life. Don't put off getting your car repaired. Stop by Gerber Collision and Glass today for fast, friendly service. Each Gerber location has achieved the iCar Gold Class designation, reflecting a commitment to keeping up to date on repair techniques. Only 11% of repairers nationwide have this designation. Gerber also offers interest-free financing to assist with insurance deductibles or repair costs. Now with 13 Washington locations to assist you, including Bellingham, Burlington, Everett, Kent, Seattle, and Marysville. Call 877-7-GERBER or visit GerberCollision.com.
Gerber Collision and Glass.
Gerber Collision and Glass. We come highly wrecked, amended.
This report is brought to you by Sound Transit.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, southbound I-5 in the express lanes, right near 522, we've got a collision involving reportedly a motorcycle and a semi. It's blocking the two left lanes and really jamming up traffic in the express lane. So I'd highly recommend avoiding that because traffic has to kind of squeeze by on the side. We're also dealing with stop-and-go traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves.
Sound Transit and your voice of reason think you're becoming a little too attached to your car. Wake up and disengage, my dears, is what she would say. Visit soundtransit.org for details.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
This was Casey's theme song when she came on the show. We thought she was like a Mary Tyler Moore type character.
How come I never got to pick a theme song?
You're not Mary Tyler Moore.
Can I pick it now? I want it to be the Shaft theme.
Okay.
Bam. Shut y'all. Bam.
Call me Jody.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Casey.
But and she did. She made it after all. Now, the texts are coming in screaming fast for you. Alan White is on the phone. I'm going to talk to Alan in a second, but I want you to read some of these. So many, many wonderful people. I started watching Q13 because Casey went there. Also had her, the joy of seeing her last show with Spike at EQC. A lot of people miss you in the Impalers.
Aww.
But you got too big and you didn't really care.
No, I really want to do one again.
Okay.
I really do.
Well, how about we have two big casino shows coming up. We have the Snoqualmie Casino Christmas show, two nights, Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. And we have the Point Casino, two nights, Thursday and Friday. Giant stages, plenty of room for you to do your thing. And if you will come and play with the Impalers, we will not make a big deal out of it because we won't be on the radio. We won't be able to promote you
right.
at all.
We'll count on you to spread the word.
Yeah. Good,
the points is Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. Right. Okay.
When?
I'll give you the dates later. You can check your schedule.
Who cares? You can make it work.
You can have your people get back to our people.
The Point is in September over in Kingston.
Okay.
And, of course, Christmas show is in December.
The Christmas show, I'm almost positive I can do. Okay. I'm planning on it. It's in my
calendar. Hate the people of the peninsula?
Wow. What can I say? They're surrounded by too much water.
I will always be a fan, Casey. You are great. I used to flip over to KCPQ during commercials to see you.
Oh, thank you.
People say, when Spike is singing at the EQ, I could tell he's looking at you and thinking about your abs. You still have those?
I doubt that.
Do you still have those abs? You still do the hot
I don't know. Sometimes. It depends on the day.
Take your shirt off for Bob.
By the
go,
way,
that
text was from my wife, and she's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about your abs. Still am.
7:41. Growing up in New Haven, Connecticut, as I started to fall in love with music, listen to progressive rock radio stations, and even worked occasionally at WYBC, the Yale University station, a new kind of rock was emerging. They called it progressive rock, orchestral rock. It was the coolest thing. In fact, musician friends of mine were so into this. They were pointing out how incredibly talented the musicians were. How they weren't just playing several chords. And yes, rock and roll is wonderful. But these people were making entire album sides that told a story. The biggest of these groups, where I was growing up, was a group called Yes. Yes was so huge. I even had friends who started a band in New Haven, and they called the band Eyes. And they put an E in front of the Yes logo. It was very actionable. I think they've ended up...
They used the Roger Dean lettering.
But they went out there, and one of the guys had the bass, and he was playing a really cool bass, and there was a guy who was trying to be Alan White. Anyway, Yes was my favorite band, and I don't know if I've ever actually told Alan this, but I mean, I would buy the albums, I would do some medicinals, and I would listen all the way through, and, you know, the old expression, see God. I mean, the music was just so brilliant. And at the time, it was daring. Years later, I'd be talking to Downtown Joe one day. We were making Twisted Tunes. And Joe would say, out of the blue, there is a guy that goes to the same bar I go to. And I was sitting on my stool looking over, and I said to myself, Joe used to be able to do an entire monologue by himself, by the way. He still can. But now he plays really well as a host as well. Anyway, I said, that looks like Alan White. And he went over and talked to him, and...
We became friends. That was pushing 20 years ago now that I've known Alan. And
by the way, when you told me that, I thought, oh, man, how cool. Like, of all the famous people I've got to interview... And get to know, it's like Joe actually knows Alan White, a rock star, British, brilliant guy.
We remain great friends and neighbors. I actually kind of bought my house to be in proximity of the pub so we could, you know.
Hang out with Alan White.
Hang out, and what a great neighborhood to raise kids. Alan raised his kids there. I'm raising my kids in South Bellevue there. And
I'm always weird about famous people because I don't want to bother them. But I'd love to know someone cool. And so I said to Joe, is there any way that Alan White could maybe play on a Twisted Tune? And Joe said, I don't know, I'll ask him. And I said, please. What happened then?
And Alan, I think we were sitting there one day, and he says, you know, I'd really someday like to meet Bob. You think he'd ever want me to play on one of those Twisted Tunes?
That's ridiculous.
I said, you know, I bet we can work that out.
No, you know what you said? Because I kept. So you said, well, Alan White asked me, could I play on a Twisted Tune? And Joe said, oh, I don't know. I'll ask him.
Right.
Same thing he said to me.
And that tune, that first one, was you can still get it on the record, was Holidays.
Holidays, the Jimi Hendrix parody.
Yeah, it was Randy Hansen, actually.
Randy Hansen, Alan White, and
Michael Rain. Is that who
Michael Rain was also on that.
Bass on that, I think. And that was a great, great cut.
So here we are 25 years later. Yes is playing the Tulalip Resort Casino August 21st. I was talking to Gigi yesterday, and for the first time ever at a Yes show, I don't have to leave early.
And get up the next morning. And the new album, by the way, Heaven and Earth, that you just heard a cut of, is incredible.
It's really
take
good.
You right back to the old stuff.
Yeah, well, it won't take me back to that old stuff.
Right, because
I'll
not
still
be,
see God, though.
Yeah, you're not going to be using quite the same.
It'll be on top of a mountain.
Yeah,
I'll get there by hiking, hopefully. Alan White. First off, congratulations on all your success, and thank you for being such a great friend to the community and to our show. Welcome to the Bob River Show.
Hi, Bob. How can I follow that build-up? It's, like, amazing. I'm out here on the road like you're about to do, and first of all, I want to tell you, you can't retire. That's impossible.
I've told people that, but as soon as I say I'm stopping the day-to-day radio, they call it retiring. They've put me in some golf shorts. They've got me sitting home watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, did you get a gold watch or something like that?
I got the key to the city of Bonnie Lake, Alan.
I've got the key to the city of Newcastle, which doesn't mean much, though.
Well, yeah. It still does, because every September 12th in Newcastle, Washington, we celebrate Alan White Day. He's got his own day that'll live on forever.
Oh, I don't have a day.
Yeah,
anywhere,
I mean, we got an Alan White Day.
But wait a minute. He deserves it. Alan has made people happy all over the globe with his music, and is a touring rock star legend. So, Alan, how are you? Life is good. You're on the road, right? I talked to Gigi yesterday.
We're on a 37 show tour right now, which is pretty grueling. I'm actually in Atlanta, Georgia right now, and I'm catching a plane in about an hour and a half to Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Mm. A friend of mine is going to see you. You're going to be in, like, Hollywood, Florida at a big show tonight, right? Or tomorrow night.
Yeah, Hollywood, Florida. And it's going to be kind of cool. Actually, it's not tonight. It's tomorrow. I've actually got a day off for a change. Mm. We're doing a run of 9 gigs in 11 days right now.
Man. Now, does that work schedule, is that hard on you, or is it still fun to meet people and travel all over the country?
I love the meeting people, and I love the playing on stage, but the traveling kills me. It's a bit of a grind every day.
Do you all go in a bus with a rainbow painted on it, or topographic oceans or something? How do you get around?
No, we fly long legs, and then we'll drive in SUVs on shorter legs. Right. Anything under like 200 miles or something like that.
Under 200 miles you drive, otherwise you fly.
Yeah. Mm.
And do you have a kit, a road kit, or do you get a backline in every city?
No. We have a couple of semis that travel around with us.
So the semi precedes you with all of your gear.
Yeah, it travels overnight. So when we get to a city, we have a crew of about 12 guys, and it's all set up, ready for us to go. We just get there, and we can actually just walk on stage if we want. But we usually do a sound check just to make sure we still know the songs.
Yeah, but really, so you basically, but I mean, it's still the life of a rock star.
Yeah, well, you're about to find this out, aren't you, Bob?
Well, I'm going to tour a little bit. I have modest expectations. I set up all my stuff, and I pack up all my stuff, and I carry all my stuff. And
well, you've got to go through that rookie stage, Bob.
Yeah, well, that's a part of the process, right?
Yeah, it's part of the process. And then eventually you'll have some guy that just follows you around setting stuff up for you.
Yeah.
I gotta congratulate you on one other thing.
Yes, sir.
You became a grandfather, right?
About to become a grandfather.
About to become a grandfather.
Any minute.
I'm a grandfather from 2 months ago. And I thought rock and roll and grandfathers don't really get on to me. Then you hold the baby and that's it. You're done.
Yeah. It's amazing. And you, by the way, how cool is it the kid's going to have a grandfather who's a rock star? Most kids' grandfathers, like my grandfather, he's a pretty cool guy, and he influenced me a lot. But his big claim to fame was he would take his teeth out and talk to me with them in his hand.
So did mine. It's amazing.
Yours did, too?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't remind me. I have to go get on a plane in a minute.
So, and by the way, I think some of this is we'd be doing that too, but we have better dentistry these days.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot better than the guys in England. Mm. Sure.
All right, tell me about your new album. I've listened to a piece of it. It's amazing.
It's actually doing real well, and it's being well accepted. I went in the charts in England at number 10, and I just got an email this morning saying that it went in the Billboard 26.
Mm. Awesome.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, a bunch of old guys who've been doing it a long time, it's not too bad.
Yeah, look at you. You guys are the stars. You're the reigning champions. And by the way, the clubs and the fairs and those big monstrous gatherings and get-togethers and the casinos, there are more places to play now than ever. I was talking to Gigi yesterday, and she said, especially your summer, they'll book you constantly.
That's the one problem, Bob.
Yeah.
I've missed the last 5 or 6 summers in Seattle.
That's what Gigi was saying.
Yeah. So my boat's sitting there, hasn't been used, you know, so anyhow, I get back on the 25th of August.
If you need somebody that knows how to use a boat, Alan, to keep it going after the 8th, Bob's got time. He's
pretty good.
I
could be your
boat
manager.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it. He has a nice boat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'll take you out for a cruise.
All right.
You know, Alan, you've been on our show so many times, and you've been such a huge part of it, and I want to thank you. While I still have a microphone to do so, you've become a good friend. But do you remember the first time you ever came and visited us in the studio?
Well, it's going to be a long time ago. I mean, I don't.
Well, I was nervous. I remember it was KISW, and I think we were getting ready. We went to Alaska fishing together and took some listeners, but we were doing another promotion the day that we had you in, and I was nervous about how you were going to feel about it.
I had a great time on that trip. Are you joking? It was sponsored by Heineken.
Yeah, not the the fishing trip was great, but the day you came in to promote it was when Titanic was a huge movie, and we were doing a promotion with the Titanic movie
with a sketch artist.
Yes,
who was drawing naked women.
Yes,
yeah.
And you had to be there and watch.
And then I caught this Halliburton, when I pulled it to the surface, it looked like a prehistoric monster. It was so big.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to say just that.
Yeah, I think maybe you were skipping the first time in the studio. But I was so worried because I didn't know you super well then, and we were doing this draw 'em like Jack's French girls thing, and then people were coming in and drawing naked women for the Titanic.
That's it. I remember the first time I saw you guys.
And then he pulled up a halibut.
you had a nude girl on the couch.
Yeah.
What kind of radio show is this?
Yeah, I was worried about that, you know, that we were making a bad first impression. So I'm so glad that, you know, here 20-some years later, you're still hanging out with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a pleasure. I love all you guys. And I'll be back soon, and like I say, I'm going to be at Chihuahua, and we're going to have fun up there. We've been playing a lot of amphitheater-type places like that. So,
Alan White. We'll put a link to the new album on the website. Alan, love you. Thank you so much for all the years of being a great rock star in the show. You've been really fun to talk to, and keep going.
Hey, right, Bob. And no doubt I'll see you down the line when I get back.
Alan White.
Just doesn't get any better than that guy. He's the nicest man and just a truly great human being. Been a big part of my life.
754. Pope Francis seems to be a really happy guy. And he's giving us happiness tips. How about that? Pope Francis reveals his top 10 secrets to happiness. Is it a top 10 list?
Yeah, and you're going to like it.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
At iHeartRadio, we believe in making your life easier by giving you the music that you want 24/7 with just a touch of a screen or a click of a mouse. With thousands of stations, we'll provide the soundtrack for all aspects of your day or whatever mood you're trying to set. With our Perfect 4 feature, take control and create your own custom station with our library of 18 million songs from over 400,000 artists. Easy, convenient, free. That's iHeartRadio. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You know, when our band goes out and plays these live shows all around the area, it's great to see the fans enjoying the music, but it's even greater to see the fans reveling and enjoying and sharing the success that I've had and Joe's had and Bob's had and Jeff, our drummer, with 3010 Weight Loss. The office over in Bellevue, where I go every week for my weigh-in and my positive reinforcement tape that I listen to and the meals that they'll give me to get me through the next week comfortably and never hungry, it's a great little place to go. They've got offices in Bellevue where I go, Silverdale, Kent, and now up in Everett. Or you can go online and check them out for yourself at 3010weightlossforlife.com. It's an amazing program that's doctor-supervised. It is monitoring your progress, and it's a lifetime situation because once they get you to your healthiest weight, they'll put you on a maintenance program for the rest of your life. And they'll check in with you every few months to make sure you're doing good. And if you've wobbled or stumbled, they'll put you back on track and get you back to the weight to help you live a better life and a longer life. 3010weightlossforlife.com is the website, or give them a call at 855-843-3010.
The end of July is looking sunny and warm across western Washington with highs in the 80s. Sunshine continues into Seafair weekend with developing morning clouds followed by midday sunshine each day. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Discount Tire. trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. And right now, you can save big on the world's best brands of tires, like Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Hi, it's Beth with SeaTac or not SeaTac, the game where I ask people on the street if a restaurant, bar, or shop is at SeaTac or not at SeaTac. Answer a few questions correctly and win fabulous prizes. Hi, what's your name?
Oh, I'm late for a ferry.
Oh, good answer. I'm here with Courtney. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's play.
Diva Espresso.
Yes.
Because nobody likes a sleepy diva. Vino Volo.
I would guess it's also at SeaTac.
Do you speak Italian?
I do not.
It means wine in my mouth.
The Seattle Supersonics.
Not at SeaTac.
No, that is embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Ex officio.
At SeaTac.
Yes, where you can get some travel panties. I don't know what's travel-y about them. They fold up small, I guess. Everyone wins! I didn't think a total stranger was going to hug you today and smell your hair. SeaTac or not SeaTac is brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac, including Massage Bar, Butter London, and Qdoba. With an incredible variety of shops, bars, and restaurants to enjoy, get to the airport early. Start your trip off right. Have a drink. Have a sandwich. Get a massage.
Jimmy Mack's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mack's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mack's for endless hot out-of-the-oven yeast rolls and endless peanuts. Plus the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more. Incredible cocktails and local brews, too. Pick your own steak out of our butcher case. Real down-home Roadhouse hospitality. Lunch, dinner, Jimmy Mack's Roadhouse. Renton, Federal Way, and now in South Everett.
If you've been experiencing ED or symptoms of low testosterone, you're not alone. The doctors at Universal Men's Clinic can help. Chaz is a retired U.S. Army Ranger.
Since being treated at the clinic, it made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
Frank Trigg is a mixed martial arts trainer.
Since being a client at the Universal Men's Clinic, I can now do the same workouts I did when I was 31, and that was at the peak of my fighting career.
Bart is a sales executive.
I started feeling immediate results the first week. My wife and I are very pleased with our lives after visiting Universal Men's Clinic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Arkaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Universal addresses the problems many men begin to experience by the age of 40. Our bodies begin to feel old, and we just can't do the things we used to. This can affect a lot of aspects of our lives, including our relationships.
For ED or low T treatment, call Universal Men's Clinic at 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. 206-529-1111. Or click universalmensclinic.com. Located at Swedish Medical Northgate and Federal Way.
At Loma Linda University Health, we are driven by a mission. A mission to heal, to teach, to innovate, to serve. It's a mission that we live every day. A commitment deeply rooted in our faith. At Loma Linda University Health, health and wellness is more than something we believe. It's something we live. To join us in our mission of health and wellness, visit us at lluhealth.org.
Dive into your share of $20,000 in cool cash this month at Quilcedar Creek Casino. Every Tuesday, 9 lucky players have a chance to grab their share, including a $5,000 grand prize August 26th. Find all of the exciting